In a tight economy, getting a job is tough, especially tough if you have a criminal record. But at a prison in Oregon, inmates are learning not just how to get a job, but how to start their own business. As part of our series on social entrepreneurs, Dina Prechep reports on a new movement in inmate education.
At first glance, this seems like your average community college business course. A fairly industrial classroom, a couple dozen students, and a bunch of charts on the board.
All right, and then what do we take from that? Equals? Hopefully it's a profit.
But it turns out this is not a community college. It's the Coffee Creek Correctional Facility, Oregon's women's prison. The class is called LIFE. It stands for Lifelong Information for Entrepreneurs, and teaches inmates how to start their own businesses after they're released. Mercy Corps Northwest, the local branch of an international development organization, started the program 4 years ago. Assistant Director Doug Cooper says they built the program out of their experience in international aid.
We were looking for ways that we could apply our expertise around economic development and small business management to populations that could use it. It's identical to what we do internationally, except we apply it here in Oregon and Washington.
The 7-month-long class mixes hardcore small business training with softer skills like goal setting and self-care. Sarisa Whitley is a student in the class, serving 5 years for an assault charge. She has a job lined up after her release in January, but plans to also start a small business selling handicrafts.
When I was talking about knowing if my business is viable or not through a profit and loss model, I was like, wow, I didn't even know the word viable before, and now I do. I've learned a lot. I've learned a lot about how to write a business plan, about effective communication skills, how to listen, something I didn't know how to do before.
These lessons are an important part of the program, says student Cynthia Thompson, who's serving time for identity theft. In fact, they're kind of the point.
I think the goal of it is to produce people that are being part of the community, paying their taxes and being volunteers, not just necessarily successful small businesses, but just successful, accountable people in the community.
So far, it seems to be working. It's too soon for official results, but unofficially, Mercy Corps says only 3 of its 100 or so graduates have reoffended. That's way below the national average, which is over 50%. Graduates have opened courier businesses, cosmetology practices, and sell crafts at farmers markets. Lori graduated in the first LIFE class while in prison for aggravated theft, and now runs an auto repair shop. She asked that we not use her last name. Even running her own business, she worries about the stigma.
We work so hard, and we go the extra mile for any customer. And, you know, bad word of mouth spreads faster than anything else.
Even after she graduated, Lori continued to check in with a Mercy Corps mentor. Together, they worked through a whole host of small business questions.
What works, what doesn't? And is it worth having a website of your own? And what avenues of advertising can you exploit for free? Those are the type of things that I found invaluable.
Mercy Corps Northwest just started up another LIFE program at a women's prison in Washington. Doug Cooper is hoping the idea spreads throughout the country's prisons. According to recent data, that's over 1.5 million inmates.
95-96% of those people are going to come back to our community with the stigma of being, you know, an ex-felon. And to the extent that we make it difficult for them to come back and be successful, it hurts everybody. It hurts the community. It hurts our tax base.
And he says helping former inmates be successful is what a correction system should be about, rehabilitation. Cooper says entrepreneurial thinking helps the women succeed, whether they work for themselves or someone else. Student Sarisa Whitley plans to apply the lessons to that small craft business, and also to her life.
When I walk in that room, I'm not just a number anymore. I'm a person, and they have taught me to set goals, and I didn't have that before. I didn't have that hope that, you know, I can do something different.
Sarisa Whitley and the rest of the entrepreneurship class graduate on June 9th. For NPR News, I'm Dina Prechep.